I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. It's the end of the year, you know that. And looking back on 2014, this guy kinda stands out.
Vorrei menzionare alcune di queste probabili malattie.
Pope Francis has been something of a 2014 news sensation. John Allen is a longtime Vatican correspondent, and typically he writes an end-of-the-year piece about the most undercovered Vatican stories. This year, he says, is different.
It is different because we have a different pope. And in the era of Pope Francis, there are no undercovered Vatican stories anymore. And on the contrary, what we have is a kind of slew of either bogus or relatively minor developments that get spun up into major news stories. So this year, I'm doing the most overcovered Vatican stories of the year.
Yeah, so we now have a rock star pope who, among other things, decreed that homosexuality is okay, that divorced people can take communion, and that the church is wildly corrupt, right?
Yeah, well, while none of that is true, it has all been reported. and so you have put your finger on three of the more prominent storylines from the past year, sure.
Well, what is it, seriously, what is it that is happening here, do you think?
Well, I think part of it is that Francis is a fascinating and in some ways enigmatic figure who is undeniably hard to figure out, and that sort of opens itself to multiple interpretations. I think secondly, because there is such a fascination with this figure, there are a lot of people out there who are paying attention to a pope for the very first time. And who therefore don't know how to place whatever he says or does into context and who have no sense of history and are therefore tempted to take absolutely everything that happens as a sort of revolution.
Not only that, I would suggest that sort of in this, former Fed chairman Alan Greenspanish way, people try and interpret what he says. So he'll say five words and those five words will mean, five different things to five different people.
Sure, and I think you may actually have notched a historic first. I've been covering the Vatican 20 years. That is the first time I ever heard anyone compare a pontiff to Alan Greenspan, but I take your point.
You heard it here first, folks. So what is the truth about Pope Francis? Does he represent some kind of seismic shift in the Roman Catholic Church or not?
Well, Francis certainly represents an important shift in the Catholic Church from what you might call the conservative end of the spectrum under Popes John Paul II and Benedict XVI to what could probably most accurately be called center under Pope Francis. I mean, he is not some kind of flaming radical progressive. I mean, this is not Che Guevara in a cassock, and there is abundant evidence of the point. But he certainly is a more centrist figure, and on his watch, a lot of people who would be considered a little too left of center to be in leadership in the John Paul and Benedict years have risen to prominence now, whereas some people who would have been considered entirely mainstream up until very recently are now considered a little too far right of center. So there clearly is a shift. That said, you have to be careful because lots of things that are being reported as revolutionary developments or kind of maverick moves by this pontiff really aren't. And so to separate the kind of the wheat from the chaff requires a little bit of effort.
And finally, John, I am not Catholic, but I am a dog owner. And like many around the world, I'm on the edge of my seat here. Are my dogs going to heaven when they die or not? I mean, didn't I read that Pope Francis told a little boy that we'll see our pets in heaven?
Well, listen, my friend, I am not only a dog owner, I am a pug owner. And if I have any conviction deeply rooted in my soul, it's that I'm going to be reunited with my pugs in heaven. Okay, so the good news is I'm with you. The bad news is the Pope didn't say it. The Pope had an audience on the 27th of November in which he talked about creation and said that the redemption of creation affects everything. There was an Italian newspaper that speculated that maybe that meant the Pope was open to the idea that that pets would be included in redemption too. And they quoted a famous line from Pope Paul VI back in the 1970s. Who once had met a little boy who was distraught that his beloved dog had just died. And Pope Paul said, we'll see our pets again in heaven. And as this came into the English language, it all kind of got jumbled up, and it came to seem as if it was Pope Francis who had seen the boy and Pope Francis who had said that line, neither of which are true. Good news here is a pope did once say that pets are going to heaven. Unfortunately, it's just not Pope Francis.
Well, you know what? I'm holding out hope because my dog died last year and I miss him a lot. So I'm looking forward to that.
Listen, man, you and me both. I mean, I don't want to be in a heaven where my pug Ellis is not going to be there.
John Allen is with the Boston Globe. He spoke to us from Rome.